Wisconsin got nearly $5 million in federal money to conduct health insurance rate reviews. Any increase over 10% has to be justified. So far this year, Wisconsin has reviewed 17 policy hikes over that amount and found them all acceptable. Wisconsin Citizen Action Director Robert Craig does not.
Healthcare consumers are struggling to afford skyrocketing health insurance premiums that have nearly doubled in Wisconsin in the last 10 years on average.
Wisconsin is not a state that allows the insurance commissioner to deny rate hikes, but Craig says transparency helps consumers. Other states do have the power to act, says Cheryl Fish Parchman. She's deputy director of health policy for Families USA. She points to Oregon as a leader in rate review. That state's insurance commissioner reduced half the proposed increases.
States really all across the map, all across the political spectrum, are taking advantage of these new rate review grants, and they've really paid off on behalf of consumers.
When Wisconsin applied for federal funds to conduct rate reviews, it promised public hearings. But Insurance Commissioner spokesman J.P. Wieske says they decided to take the bulk of comments online, other comments by writing or phone.
To force people to come down to Madison to actually comment is difficult. We're looking to gather as much information as possible on all these rate increases.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Health declared two rate increases by Wisconsin insurers unreasonable. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.